All right, all right, all right. This is JT, and you know what time it is, 7 p.m. East Coast time. This is No Chaser. I'm in the ring. I've taken my robe off. I have my gloves on. And who do I see on the opposite side of the ring doing the same thing? We're talking about Mac Williams, the host of the No Chaser. We're in the ring, and we're ready to battle. Welcome, Mac.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope y'all had a great week. I'm here for another edition of No Chaser with my partner in crime, Jerry, who I battle with but also have great discussions with. Hope you guys all had a great week. I know I have. It's hard work, end of a hard working week. And, you know, just toast to the weekend and let's enjoy the weekend and get as much rest as we can. Want to let you guys know that my show is always sponsored by Trinity Web Solutions. TrinityWebSolutions.org. If you have any needs for your website, email account, web design, web creation, backup files, whatever you want to do, whatever you're looking for, it's on TrinityWebSolutions.org. Check it out today and sign up for a product or service. They're really good, 24 hours support. You can call them up, and if you need instructions on how to do things or you run into a problem, they're always there. So check them out today. Again, TrinityWebSolutions.org. All right. First thing on the agenda. It is the debacle of the healthcare, Obamacare website. I'm even going to go into it. I'm going to leave it alone a little bit. But we did find a story today, and this pertains to this area. And it is not a lot of people, you know, a lot of people criticize me. A lot of people come at me and say, oh, you talk about everything on Fox. And no, I don't. I do my own research. I do. And I look around at CNN. I look around at MSNBC, even though I always usually have throw up in my mouth when I watch it for too long. But who look at it sometimes just to see what the crazies are doing on the other side. But I do listen to everybody, okay? And I do my own. Okay, now the Washington Examiner, which is here in Washington, D.C., has an article that was put out actually yesterday. Care First says 76,000 customers will lose current coverage due to Obamacare. It is only the beginning, sir. It is only the beginning, brother. If people knew what kind of goodies was in this joint, they would all laugh. But I've heard some very selfish things said from my friends. You know, it'll help poor people. It's going to help these people and that people. But what people are missing about this law is that the law depends on other people, younger people, young people, and, you know, not the elderly, like retirement, but all the people who are under retirement age. It depends on all of them getting into it because it has to be paid for by someone. And who's going to pay for it? The back to tax. So, when you think about this, what people don't understand is that President Obama said, if you like your coverage, you can keep it. And, you know, me, I've always said, you know, he was a liar about that. And I knew that when he said it. But now, all these healthcare companies are really letting these people go. And the reason why they're letting these people go is they're being forced to cancel the plan because of Obamacare. So, I'm gonna just show you why. And That 76,000 represents more than 40% of the 127,000 individuals covered by CareFirst in those states. Okay? And the problem is, in theory, rules were supposed to allow pre-existing plans to be grandfathered in, but they were written so narrowly that they leave out many plans. So they're letting these people go. So of the 177,000 individuals under age 65 who are covered by CareFirst, about 76,000 of them are in a non-grandfathered plan, a plan that will not comply with the guidelines imposed by the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare at the time of the renewal this year or next. So what I'm trying to say to you is that I don't know why people, you know, a lot of people are sitting here and got mad about the Republicans because they wanted to get rid of them. But now that they're starting to see the trouble, first of all, the website don't work, which is absolutely ridiculous. And then you see how this is all playing out. People are losing their coverage. And I don't think MSNBC or some of these other guys are reporting this, but people are losing their coverage. The same coverage that, mind you, Obama said, if you like your coverage, you will keep it. And obviously we haven't read this law because you can't grandfather these things in because the law is written so narrowly that they don't fit. But people are cutting these people off. They're throwing them off. And people have to go in there and guess what they're throwing them to? They're throwing them to, you know, out to the woods to go find their own. And I'm just saying that this law, and this is what I think, and I'm going to make a prediction, a bold prediction. Obamacare is going to implode. It's going to fall down under the weight of its own thing. It's not a good law. It's not. I understand people want 30 million people to be insured that are not uninsured, that are uninsured. And if that's what it is, that's fine. Do I believe 30 million people are uninsured because they can't get coverage? Some of them. I don't believe all of them. I believe some of these people are just people who don't want to be covered. Or who don't have, I don't believe everybody who's 30 million. I don't think there's 30 million people out here sick and desperate and don't have debt coverage. Do I believe there's a big percentage of them that are? Yes, I do. But the fact of the matter is, if they deserve coverage, they should get it. But we need to do it. We need to redo this. We need to redo this law and not have this law be forced upon us and passed in the middle of the night. And now nobody, now everybody's finding out what's wrong with it. The site's messed up. And I don't care what nobody says here. The government always overpays for what it gets. And I think in this month they overpaid, didn't get anything back for it. The fight doesn't work. And I just believe even contractors stole that money. I believe they took that money, did a half-ass job on that site, and they already got their money. The government's not going to get that money back. So they got it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is people don't believe that this law is not good. They think it's great because the talking heads on the stations that they listen to and think that know everything are not reporting to them that people are being thrown off their coverage. People are losing coverage by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands. And it doesn't make sense. It's just not a good law. And I would tell anybody, if you're thinking about Obamacare, great. If it works for you, good. But nobody's talking about the higher premium. Nobody's talking about the high deductible that you have to pay before you start getting that coverage. Yes, some people find something good, and people say, oh, you know what, I found something much more affordable and was broader than my plan. Okay, sunshine's on a dog's foot every now and then. But nobody's happy about this, and nobody wants it. Most of the Americans don't want it, and it's been forced down their throat. Do I think there should be a solution? Yes. I think Democrats and Republicans can get together and hammer it out. Do I think it can happen? Probably, yeah. You know, because I think there's things that we all agree on. But, you know, I'm just saying this just to let everybody know that there are a lot of people who are saying things that we can face with and stuff that have been, you know, real selfish. Like, man, I don't care about that thing, man. It don't affect me. And what people don't understand is it's going to affect everybody. Obamacare is going to affect everybody. Except the only people it will not affect are probably the super rich. Which is not their problem because they work hard for it. They got it. That's fine. I'm not against them. But the middle class, who Obama says he's for, and for the poor, it's going to crash down on them. It is. And we got to pay for it. And the fact of the matter is, we don't even know if there's going to be enough. There's a certain amount of people that have to sign up for it to sustain it. And we don't even know if they can do it because guess what? Half of them weren't. The people, if we had that number, who's going to go sign up on the site when it's crashed and messed up and it won't work? I mean, who's going to do that? How many people do you know? I mean, you're not. I mean, I wouldn't consider you, Jerry, to be, quote-unquote, a tech genius like a Bill Gates or something like that. But even you know, if you go to a site and it don't work, what's the chance of you coming back to it, Jerry? Slim and none.
Yeah, I was going to say slim and none, yes.
Right, slim and none. You're not coming back. It ain't working. I ain't wasting my time. I ain't coming back to you. okay, unless somebody talks you into it or somebody comes to you and says it's sick or whatever, that's fine. So all I'm trying to say to you, all I'm trying to say to most of the audience members is that, look out for this Obamacare thing. I'm telling you, it's not what it's all cracked up to be. They're not telling you a lot of this stuff. They're only telling you what you want to hear. This is the Washington Examiner. This is not Fox News. This is not Fox News paper. This is Washington Examiner. Been around for years, a couple hundred years or whatever. So I'm saying to you guys, watch out. Look and do your research. This is not all it's cracked up to be. And people are not talking about the real problems with it. Even if you get in there, you're talking about so many people having $12,000 deductible. $12,000 deductible. I got to pay $12,000 before you start giving me something? That's crazy. And the premiums are going up on regular people's insurance. So what I'm saying is these people who sit around and say, it's not going to affect me, that's a lot. It is going to affect you because your premiums may go higher because of Obamacare. And you ain't in Obamacare. But who you think going to pay for it? Because if they charge the insurance company, what do you think the insurance company going to do? They're going to charge everybody else a higher premium or, you know, higher payments or whatever. They're going to charge them. It's going to be passed on. And it's just, like I said, I hope that it, I'm going to be honest with you, I hope it implodes because I think it's going to cripple this economy. You already got unions who are not even in it. You got all these waivers. You got big businesses that are not in it. And you got corporations that aren't getting waivers laying people off. They can't have 30. Now you got people who are saying, okay, I can't have over 30 or whatever the number is of full-time workers. So now everybody's getting part-time. We're not going to give you 40. Now we're going to give you 35. Now we're giving you 38. Anything below 40, and then we cut you off. That's it. That way we don't have to offer you nothing, and we don't have to pay. Because what people don't understand is do you understand that if they don't cover these people, if the coverage don't break you from paying for all your employees at these big companies and stuff like this, then you have to pay a $2,000 fine per each person that you don't get insurance for. So the only way out of it is to say, you know what, you're not a full-time employee anymore. Let me cut you back. Now I don't have to cover you. Now I don't have to worry about paying for it. That's why all these people are getting, that's why you can't find a full-time job. Some of these people can't get 40 hours a week. They don't get overtime, things like that, because Obamacare is affecting it, because businesses are like, I can't afford to pay for it. I can't afford to pay for it. Think about it. Think about if I have, let's say I have 500 employees. Let me say how much $2,000 is per employee if I don't cover them. But then if I do, the cost of employing, of giving them health coverage, and, I mean, think about those numbers. Those aren't numbers that you can do. We're talking about restaurants, Arby's, Denny's, people like that who say, you know what, we're not having full-time no more. Now we're going part-time. They're not giving 40 hours anymore because they can't afford to cover these people anymore because that's how the law was. The law was to impose it on big businesses and business people, and now you got small business who are crippled. Because think about it. There's small business out here, Jerry, that have, 25 people, 50 people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just 50 employees. If you have 25 to 50 employees, I think it's 50 employees, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But 50 employees. If you have 50 employees, you got to do Obamacare. So why would I want to keep 50 people? I'm gonna lay some people off and get some people to do the work of another person. I get one person to do two jobs. I'm good. I don't have to pay anymore. So all I'm saying is that these people have this idea. You have this idea that Obamacare is not going to affect them, which I've heard all these, my so-called friends and people on Facebook say this. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect you down the line. If it don't affect you, it's going to affect your family. It's going to affect your friends. And this law is not good because, the taxpayers are paying for this. I mean, it's not being paid, quote-unquote, out of tax money, but it's being paid for by the backs of other people. And I know these people, liberals and other people say, I'll be willing to pay more if, this and that. But everybody can't afford what you can afford. Everybody can't afford another $50. Nobody can afford another $25 unless you're making good money. You can't do that. So all I'm saying is I'm letting everybody know, keep your eyes open, because this is what's going on, and it's not a good situation. And now, I said the Republicans wanted them to delay the individual mandate for 1 year because of the problems with the website and because of the problem with the law. What did I tell you the Democrats told them? Nope, they ain't doing it. They ain't want to give out waivers. Now guess what they're thinking about? Now you got five Democrats that now come over to the Republican side and say, you know what, we need to delay it for 1 year. the exact thing that they were asking for, and now we got at least five or six Democrats on the other side now who are firmly against it, now for it. And I don't know, and like I said, most of the ones that are there, guess what? They're up for re-election in the midterm elections in November. Ain't trying to lose their job. So now they're going to vote with it because they knew it was wrong. They knew, come on. The Democrats knew this thing was wrong. They know this thing, this law is not going to work or whatever, but because it's their man's signature piece of legislation, they're trying to make it, give it life support, make it survive. But they know it's not right. So think about it. You do know that they're supposed to get fined if you don't have coverage by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that. Okay.
Yes, I know that.
So the reason why they're right, and the reason why they're delaying the mandate is now because they feel it's unfair. Okay, well, what if we can't sign up? Well, now we're gonna pay a fine because we can't sign up on the website that's crashed. So now they're thinking about delaying it. But you know, Republicans want to do it a year. Some of the Democrats are now saying they want it for a year to let everybody adjust and get everything fixed. But you know, we'll see if Obama's gonna do it or not. Do I think he'll do it? No, because I think you don't want to admit he's wrong. That the law doesn't work. But I'm just letting everybody out here know that what the Republicans are fighting for is exactly what they're now calling for. And that's all they wanted. Yeah, they wanted to repeal it. I agree with that. But they came back and said, okay, we won't repeal it. Let's just delay it. Nope, we ain't doing that. Okay, well, why don't y'all take the waivers away, including Congress? Nope, we ain't doing that either. Now they want to delay it just as they were fighting for it. So, you know, it ain't about who was right, because I wish he wasn't. And if the law worked and it worked right, hey, I'd be the first one to say, hey, if it helps out some poor people, that's cool. But, you know, the way it's being run right now, man, it's not off to a good start, and it's really not something that I think is going to really work. And I predict that, you know, Obamacare will be either gotten rid of or to be changed. One of the two. It'll be changed or something else, but it won't be what it is now. So let's just hope so, but... but anyway, the next thing I wanted, I did want to talk about is, what was I going to talk about? Oh, I was going to talk about about football, and I was going to ask you, you know, Detroit has to play Dallas. I wanted your prediction to see who you thought this week is going to do really well. There's Dallas at Detroit. Cleveland at Kansas City, Miami and New England, Buffalo, New Orleans, New York Giants and Philly. Can you give me your picks on those here?
You know, and Black is listening right now. He's listening. I know he doesn't want to jump in, but he is listening. So Black, I picked the Detroit Lions to win this game. I earlier, before the season started, I had said that Detroit was going to be one of the surprise teams this year. I would say knocked down, but I still believe. No, I wouldn't say laughed at, but I do believe they're going to at least get a 8-8.
I can see that. Now, if you had said something like 10-6, I would have
been
like,
Wait a minute.
I ain't like these delusional Redskins fans. Be like, oh, God, we're going to the Super Bowl. We just beat Chicago Bears. Man, shut up. We haven't even gotten to 500 yet. The only people that, and to be honest with you, the only people that's holding in from the bottom right now is the Giants. And if they get hot and win another game, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know Denver's going to hang a knot on them on Sunday. I don't care what nobody says. They're going to get 425 on Sunday. I'm going to be watching Washington, Denver. I just want to see, you know, what Denver's going to do. Because, see, to me, the worst thing that happened for the Redskins is that Denver lost at the Colts. And I told everybody, I said, if you think that Denver is going to come into Denver and lose us their second straight, ain't happening.
Well,
Mac, I
happen to have, because he was listening. I saw him on the board, and he just texted me because he wanted me to let him in, talking about Black, who happens to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. And when he heard that, I guess I picked the Detroit Lions to win this game against Dallas, he had to speak up. So welcome, Black. How you doing?
Yeah, take me off of mute, my friend. What is going on? What is going on here? What is this Detroit talk?
Let me say this. I want my team to win. Do I? But let me say this. You know me. I always keep it real about my team. I'm not like the delusional Redskins. I hope we beat y'all, but at the same time, I know you guys are good. I know y'all hung a knot head on Washington, and y'all are leading the division. So y'all are definitely a threat. This ain't no cakewalk of a game. We're going to have to play our best football. What we've been getting away with the last couple weeks in this fall behind and catch up and BS for a half with Cleveland, and then we finally wake up, we can't do that without. And if both don't take him, so it's an equal game. I'm excited. If we lost to Dallas, I would not be mad. I would not be angry unless we don't play our best. And I see that like we did that first half in Cleveland. That was some bullshit. Excuse me.
Come in with the same record, Matt. We both 4-3. We remember what happened in Dallas. We were up on y'all. And of course, the one guy named Megatron, he does what he does very, very well. Brought you guys back in that game. That's my only concern right now. It's him and the addition of Reggie Bush.
Right.
I'm very, very concerned with Monty Kiffin's defense. They give up 400 yards a game. So I already know y'all going to hang at least 28 on. But hopefully we can keep our offensive pace up and get this W.
I think Dallas and Detroit will probably end up being – I honestly think that is going to be – if I, out of all the games I'm looking at here, I think, honestly, we're probably the game of the weekend.
There it is.
As far as an exciting game, both teams are 4-3. Both of them need to win to keep moving up, or to try to get with us. We needed to get closer to Green Bay, who's leading our division. Y'all needed to spread the room out. Y'all need that game because you need to put a foothold on Washington, because you already know they're gonna get their head knocked off on Sunday. That's a given. That's like Floyd Mayweather fighting the guy down the street who's 40 years old. He's going to get his head with him. So, I mean, that's just simple.
You got a favor by three points.
Who they got favor?
You guys are favored by three. I don't know what the over under is, but I would definitely take the over in this game. If I was in Vegas right now, I'd probably take us in three points.
But only because like I said, I asked my friend today. In fact, I didn't even know where the game was, and I said, "Where's the game at?" He was like, "In Detroit." I said, "Okay, I have hope for us now." I said, "Because if that was in Dallas, I'd be like, oh my God, you know, what are we going to do today?" Even though we're both dome stadiums, I think you guys will be more at home than we. I mean, we'll be at home, of course, but I think you guys are not like, it's not a home field advantage for us because y'all play in a dome stadium too. Only difference is yours opens up, ours doesn't. You can open it and close it, ours doesn't. But that's the only difference. Whatever you want to say to Jerry, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, I'm not walking around my chest cut out like, "You gonna kick your," you know. That's why I was so pissed off with Cleveland. I was like, really? Like, y'all really going to sit here and, like, play with Cleveland like they some little kid from the sixth grade and get him confidence? Man, if you don't put your foot off in that six-year-old kid and let them know we're running things up here, like, what the heck? You know, so, you know, I was really disappointed I lost last week because we had that game won, and we should have won that game.
Yeah, I was upset about that game.
We just let it get away from us, man. I knew at the end, I was like, we're going to mess around and end up blowing this stupid thing. As soon as that dude went up to kick it, I said, watch this fool. Of all the time. I said, now this was retired. He'd have messed around and probably missed it. I said, but damn it, if it was to win, watch him hit it. 50-something. So I'm like, you got to be out of your mind. So I was so mad, man, last week. I was just so disappointed, man. Let me tell you this. Anybody who tells me that Megatron is not the best, wide receiver in the NFL is out of their mind. That joint last week should have proved to everybody. Look, I don't know too many wide receivers jumping over with three, jumping up with three people and coming down with the ball. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're right about that, man.
My mouth
dropped open when I saw that. I said, wow.
Hey, Jerry, your mouth, I almost dropped my plate. I'm sitting there like, are you serious? I was like, I know. Because the way Matthew threw the ball, I was like, that joint ain't making it down there. When I seen the joint go up, I was like, oh, he ain't catching that three people. I'm sitting there, I'm like, are you freaking serious? When he came down, and this is the point. He ain't come down fighting for it. He came down like, give me that. I got that. And I'm going to pull it in my chest, and I'm down with it and lay there with it. I'm like, are you kidding me? To me, what I didn't understand is it got overshadowed by all these BS stories from the weekend. I'm sitting there like, how does that not be on SportsCenter top? I mean, how is that not shown all over the thing? That is like a nutty catch. But, I mean, like I said, it was a very good catch. But I want to ask you guys, hey, Black and Jerry, have you guys been catching my series on Floyd Mayweather's fight that I've been posting on Facebook?
I haven't been catching it, but I'm sure you posted some fights that I've seen in the past. I know you're always the great Mayweather defender, and I don't know what a lot of guys are talking about when they say Floyd hasn't fought anybody. Floyd came in. I got a chance to talk to Floyd when he was here at the presser for the fight with Canelo down at Howard Taylor. And Floyd let those people know that was in the audience, especially the people that was in the journalistic side of things as long as myself. He fought some champions at 19 and 20. The guys have just forgot about. He's been in wars that people have forgot about. I don't know what it is. If you're not a true boxing historian and you're saying Mayweather's fought nobody, you're out of your mind.
That's why for the last 2 weeks I've been posting them, and I don't know if you and Jerry have seen it, but I would like y'all to go to my Facebook and look at them because that's the funny thing is that everybody acts like Mayweather just popped out. And I'm like, nah, like this dude's been fighting. Like to me, I've been going now. I've not only been posting these fights but from YouTube, but I also have been watching them. So every night I've been watching at least one fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, if anybody thinks that most people think that Cotto was the toughest fight. I'm here to tell you, his toughest fight was not Cotto. Go back and look at DeMarcus Chop Chop Cord. Go look at Chop Chop Cord when he fought him. You talk about a war?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about getting hit with some solid shots and still win?
Yep.
And y'all got to go back and watch that. DeMarcus Chop Chop Cord from, if I'm not mistaken, either from Tacoma, is it from Tacoma Park or D.C.? He's from D.C.
From the area. Definitely from the area. Chop, chop,
and that dude gave Mayweather all he wanted. Jerry, go back and look at it. I promise you. After you get through seeing it, and then when we get through seeing it, go back and watch Cotto, and then come back and tell me which one you thought was tough. I bet you'll come back and you'll be like, man, Chop Chop was tougher than that. And that's why I laugh when these guys sit here and talk about, oh, man, you get Mayweather against the ropes, he'll do this and this and this and this. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't defend Mayweather because I met him and his father and I know him. I don't defend Mayweather because he's even from Michigan. I've been accused of that. I keep trying to tell him, I said, Slim, Grand Rapids is a long way from Detroit. That ain't nowhere close. Ain't nobody claiming Grand Rapids, okay? When you talk about Michigan, most people talk about what? Detroit. So we ain't claiming that, so it ain't because of that. Even though he is a Michigan man, that's fine. But I support him because, to be honest with you, if you look at the full body of work, you can't sit here and tell me that this man is not. Let me tell you something. Him, Tiger Woods. I told Jerry this. Him, Tiger Woods. What's her name? What's her name? One of the Williams sisters. What's her name? Serena.
Serena or.
Serena. Serena's right.
Yeah, Serena.
And her
yeah.
other. She got more titles than this sister anyway.
Her other sister. These are people you will damn near never see again in sport. You'll never see a black man dominate golf again, ever. I don't think you'll ever see it. I don't. I just don't. A black woman will dominate tennis, but I don't think they'll dominate like this will. And think about this. When is the last time you've seen a guy being in the ring for 17 years and never losing. Now, you've heard of 11 years. I've heard of 8 years. I've heard of all that in between. I've never heard of a guy for 17 years being undefeated. And when you look back, and this is the problem, people forget. People forget who he fought before he got to be a big time. Like you said, that's why I've been posting him, because most of the fights you see, Jerry, are when he's in his 20s. Like 22, 23, 20, the same age Canelo was.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to those fights, and you will get
right. Boy,
you will get a boxing lesson.
And that's what I've been posting, Jerry. When we get through tonight, if you get a chance to see, then check my page out. Trust me, get a whole bunch of them on there. Gennaro Hernandez, the first guy he beat, he was a world champion. He wasn't dudes. That's the problem that everybody thinks. Everybody's like, Floyd ain't fought nobody. I'm looking at like, dude, like, do you understand that Floyd said that he should be a 13-time world champion? I don't talk about the belts I give back. He said, when I beat Shane Mosley, I gave him his belt back. I don't want your belt. He said, I've given belts back. I don't want the belt. He said, I've beaten people and given them back the belt. He said, if I counted every belt that I won, I should be a 13-time world champion. And the thing about it is, what people don't understand is at the same age that Canelo, up to 40 fights. Now, here's the difference. Canelo, you don't know where those 40 fights were. We can't find them. We don't know who he was fighting in Mexico. Fighting 10 Canvas, he got 40-something fights, and he's only 22 years old. Okay, that's cool. Floyd has 45 and 0, and he's 36 years old. And when he was at his age, at 22 age, like Canelo, he'd always been a world champion.
Mm-hmm.
At least once or twice. And I'm talking about people like, I don't know if y'all remember, Gennaro Hernandez was the first champion he beat. He was a world title holder. That was the first championship he won. Then he beat, people forget, he beat, he's dead now, too. What's my man name, Black? You know what I'm talking about.
Diego
Corrales, Black. Tell him about Diego Corrales. Diego Corrales is knocking everybody out. Everybody.
Yeah,
he was undefeated. He was knocking everybody out. Man, this kid came in here, and Floyd came in and made the dude look ordinary, knocked him down about 6 times in the fight. Fought Zab Judah, and he was the champion, and beat him. And would have knocked him out had he not hit him with the low blow on purpose. And then him and Roger Mayweather got into a fight in the ring. Then you're talking about Baldemir. Remember Baldemir? Baldemir was a world champion, Jerry, and hadn't lost in 8 years. This dude hadn't lost in 8 years, and he came in and took this dude's title. I'm talking about tough, rock'em, sock'em fights, and made some. Some of them were rough and tumble. Some of them were rough and tumble, but some of them he just made people look ordinary. People have been knocking people out. We ain't even talking about Ricky Hatton. Ricky Hatton was knocking everybody out. And he's having him like, whatever. But nobody knows about, he had an African dude named Adu. I posted on there. You got to look at it. That fight with him was a rock'em, sock'em joint. I mean, dude wouldn't give up for nothing. So I'm saying that these people all sitting around here saying that, you know, Floyd ain't fighting somebody, he's been ducking and dodging. I'm sitting there looking like, dude, 17 years. In the first 10, he was smacking dudes. He was beating dudes that they thought, and they thought he couldn't beat. Chop, 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 chop was bigger than him. You had Zab Judah, who had the hand speed, the foot speed, just like Mayweather.
You know what they say though, Matt.
Saturday night, everybody's
watching the fight. Sunday morning, everybody's a boxing
fan. Yeah, that's true. But I've been posting him on there. I mean, he knocked out, which I was never impressed with him, but the fact was he did have a title. Sean Bay Mitchell. He handled Sean Bay Mitchell in a matter of what? 2-3 rounds? Knocked him out. I don't think I posted it yet, but I'm going to post one later this weekend. What's your man name, the light-skinned guy? What is his name?
Come on, Wiggy.
The tattoo body, huh?
Come on, Wiggy, right?
No, Angel Man Freddy. Remember he knocked Angel Man Freddy out? Angel Man Freddy was beating everybody. Knocked him out in the second round. She just dealt. I mean, just like I said, and what started it was one of my friends was on here talking about, he made a crack about Sugar Ray beating Floyd's father. Like, and I guess Sugar Ray Leonard was saying that he could beat Mayweather. And I'm sitting there going like, man, it's easy for an old dude to say that. Because you never can prove it. So it's easy for him to sit there and say, oh, I would beat him. I beat his father. And so the guy was, you know, hating on Mayweather a little bit and was saying, well, yeah, Mayweather good. He's true. He all right. But if you really like that, come to fight Andre Ward. I'm sitting there like, dude, he's already fought Andre Ward. He's already fought all these champions now. When I look at all the fights that I've posted so far, I'm like, dude, he's fought every kind of style you can damn near think of. He was fighting dudes that were, remember Black, he was fighting dudes that was A.A. Jerry. He was fighting dudes that was 154 and 152. Mm-hmm. At 140. We just got to 140. In fact, at 140, he jabbed Judah, which is only his second fight at 140. I mean, so I'm saying people was walking around with heavier weights back when he was younger and he was beating them. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I started posting it because he was like, yeah, we're telling you really good, fight Andre Ward. You know, and I'm just thinking like, dude, Andre Ward, nice, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's world champion, he's undefeated. But he fought the likes of Floyd Mayweather. And like I said, the only way, I'm going to tell you right this, I think I know how to beat Floyd in my head. But the only way you're going to beat Floyd Mayweather, and I'll take it, is anybody ever get him with his legs on one move. Because as long as he got that foot moving and he can hit you and you can't hit him and that defense is tight, I don't see nobody beating him. You're going to have to hit him with a lucky punch. And here's the funny thing. The funny thing is people think that shot from Shane Mosley was the hardest hit he ever got hit with. It ain't. Go look at that chop-chop poorly zone. Go look at the ones that I posted. Just pick one and sit and watch them. Other than Zab Judah, watch some of them. And watch how many times he gets hit. Man, chop-chop poorly hit that dude with about a good 6-7. I'm talking about straight on the jaw, like bang, bang, bang. And he
I have YouTube up, and I'm looking at Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus DeMarcus Corley, which is Chop Chop Corley. I'm going to watch it when we get off the air. So.
And when you watch, I'm telling you, when you watch it, when you get done, this is what I tell everybody, when you get done, go bring up the Cotto, his fight with Cotto, look at that one, and you come back and tell me what's the tougher one. And I promise you, you'll come back, you'll be like, nah, Chop Chop was definitely worse. Chop-Chop was a street fight. That thing was a street fight right there. I give all props to DC. That dude gave it to me. He gave everything
Chop-Chop
he had.
Chop-Chop definitely held it down for the city, man. He definitely held it down.
He did. Sean Bay Mitchell was shame. Sean Bay Mitchell didn't do nothing. He got hit with a – he got knocked out with a body shot. He got a TKO with a body shot. Mayweather hit him with a body shot to the side. That was – that dude took 2 steps forward. And knelt down and was done. Didn't even get back up. He got to try to get up at the ninth time. The dude was like, nah, that's all right, you good. Just called it a night. But I'm just telling you, when you look on my page, look at all the fights I put on there and look at them. I'm telling you, Jerry, these guys, everybody is seeing what's going on now. They didn't see him back when he was 21 years old. And he was, what I'm saying to you is he has fought everybody already. He's possibly out right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's from every style. Pressure, get you against the ropes and try to bang you out, be dirty. I mean, it's like he's seen it all. But the problem is people don't remember all the fights, or people didn't see all the fights. They just see what he has now. They see the big house. They see the cars. They see all the stuff. And they think he just popped up out of nowhere and just started getting his money. And I'm like, dude, put in 17 years in this thing, you know, and to see where he's come from now, look at it then, and you're like, really? So I just wanted everybody to know to check my page out, Mac Williams on Facebook. If you don't know me, just give me a friend request. Letting you know now, I'm a Tea Party, Black, and independent. You don't like stuff about me talking about Democrats, please don't send me no friend request. Just miss me with that. But if you want to come on this site and see what I got, I'm gonna do it. And actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start posting on my own site, which is macwilliams.me. MacWilliams.me. I haven't posted nothing on there for a long time, but I'm going to start posting more stuff on there.
Yeah. You should post it to the show site, too, man. Post those fights to the No Chaser site.
What, the fight?
Yeah, on the No Chaser page.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start putting them on the No Chaser page, but I've been putting them on mine because, you know, I I'm going to do it on the No Chaser, too. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to put them on there, too. But the only reason why I don't put them on there is because I like to post. But you know what? I should start posting more things. Like, I need to start posting things from my guests and things that's on there, too. So, but, yeah, that's a good idea. But, like I said, man, you know, I just did it because the guy said, you know, some real disparaging remarks about, you know, Floyd. And I'm just sitting there like, dude, you don't even know what he went through. Like, you couldn't possibly feel. Anybody who says that, I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody who says that Manny Pacquiao can beat Floyd Mayweather, you go back to look at him fighting that Marquez fight, and this is the guy who knocked him out and fought him what, four times? Come on, man. Floyd handled that dude like he wasn't nothing. You cannot train height. Dude was a midget. You see my picture with Floyd? I'm taller than Floyd. So what does that make? So what does that make him if he's bigger than Pacquiao and the guy he's fought, Marquez? What does that tell you? He's fighting midgets. He's fighting dwarfs. These dudes can't do. I'm telling you. You know, like I said, it all sounds gravy. You know, You know, what's name fighting him and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, he's gonna make it. I hope. To be honest with you, half of me hopes that he fights Pacquiao so that everybody can shut up and then we don't have to hear them no more. But then half of me doesn't want to do it because everybody keeps whining and bitching and moaning about it. And I'm like, man, don't give him nothing, man. Fight the dudes you want to fight to get that dude. That dude don't make your history. And, you know, but I'm telling you. I hope I'm in Vegas when they do fight, if they fight. Because I'm betting on Floyd. Because I'm telling you, he's going to win that fight. And that he's going to win easier than everybody thinks. Because, you know, what always makes me laugh is that everybody was talking so scared, like they were so scared, and this was the guy. What's his name? How he just fought.
Canelo.
And then as soon as he beat him, Black, what you just seen online? Oh, he wasn't. He was green. He wasn't good enough. He was too young. He wasn't ready. That's not what y'all said. That's not what y'all said the whole time. The whole time y'all was hyping the fight. Everybody thought he was going to eat. Oh, man, he's dangerous. He can hit him with one punch, man. He's a puncher. And he could knock him out with one punch. And then he beats him, and then everybody goes, well, he wasn't ready. Floyd was absolutely right. He said he never gets a fair shake. Never gets a fair shake.
Yeah, he didn't get the fair shake. When they made this fight, I remember telling Jerry a thing. I said, man, this fight is too early for Canelo. I don't know why he agreed to it, but it's too early in his career for him to take it. And then they fought, and everybody saw what happened.
Let me tell you the reason why Floyd made these fights with these Mexicans. Do you want to know why? Because they got a whole country behind, and they're all tuned in, and they're all paid for it. Troy ain't stupid. Why do you think he keeps fighting on Cinco de Mayo, on Mexican Independence Day?
And that's what he talked about in his press up here. That
he's smart.
I love it.
Yeah, that's what I want to make sure. Why is he, I'm going to post that tonight with him and Kenny, what's his name, the guy from ESPN, get into it.
Kenny Albert.
Not Kenny Albert. It's not Kenny Albert. It's Brian Kenny. And they get into it where he sits and he goes, how you going to sit and tell me? I can't remember what he said. He said, how you going to sit and tell me that I can't fight. And the guy, Brian Kenny, asked me, he said, well, why are you fighting? He was like, well, why are you fighting Marquez? Like, why wouldn't you take on? Because he was kind of getting on him. Like, why wouldn't you take on Zab Judah, take something, I can't remember whoever it was. And he was like, man, he said, are you kidding me? He said, man, that guy got a whole country behind him. I was like, if you don't understand, he's trying to take the whole country's money. He ain't trying to, this dude ain't trying to fight people for that. He's trying to make money too.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And so all I'm saying is I just start posting them because I wanted people to see the fight and actually see what he did to get to this point. And then when people can see the whole history, then they can go, oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why he can say what he said, 17 years in the game. He wasn't fighting Ken Kambong. You know, that's the thing that gets me about, like, what Black is. People always saying he ain't fought nobody. Like, who are you talking about? Like, this dude was 22. When this dude was 19, 20 years old, he was fighting world champion and beating them. Like, they was, like, it was easy. You know, so look at, make sure you look at Corley. Make sure you look at, make sure you look at Cotto right after. And I promise you, I think, Jerry, you'll come back and tell me, like, nah, man, Chop Chop gave it to him. Because I don't care. Nobody says, I, you know, like I said, I never seen Mayweather hurt, but I thought he was hurting that one. I was like, oh, my goodness. So all I'll say to you is check that out. In the meantime, I am going to update my site. My site is MacWilliams.me. I kind of haven't been doing it because I've been busy with some other things. But once I get settled and everything, I am going to post some different stuff. And one thing I am going to do is start posting those fights all on one site, on one little site, so that way people can come in and just look at them and see where Mayweather came from. And like I said, the reason why I like Mayweather is because, to me, I like beautiful boxing. And Mayweather is beautiful boxing. I love the whole, I love real boxing. I'm not talking about MMA, like we know who, Two Sweet. We're not talking about, you know, blood and gore just running in and just having a brawl. I'm talking about beautiful boxing. I'm talking about the jazz. Moving
sweet
out of the way.
It has that name for a reason. Sweet fire.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the speculation of fighting Amir Khan?
You said what?
What's your thoughts on the speculation of money made fighting Amir Khan?
Amir Khan is easy money. You know, actually, you know, Amir Khan is an easy target. I mean, it's just an easy target for me. I mean, Amir Khan hasn't looked good in a lot of his career. When Amir Khan was undefeated, he was fine. Once he got defeated and got knocked out, I think he was done after that. After that, he got exposed. Now, is he better than he was? He's with Freddie Roach now, so they say he's a little bit better. I'm pretty sure Freddie Roach would lick his chops at trying to get Floyd in the ring again. But
there's another guy that comes in with a whole country fan base.
Yes, he does. But Amir, but let me tell you something. I've heard from people who are of his countrymen, and they even said, like, nah, that's what. Even they said, I've heard them say, you know, I've heard some of my friends who are on my Facebook page who are Hindu, and they even say, like, dude, that's a waste of time. Even they know he's not going to beat him. I mean, Amir Khan ain't going to beat him. Amir Khan got hands to you, don't get me wrong, but he already done that with Zab Judah. But the one thing we know about Amir Khan is Amir Khan don't got no chance. And once he gets hit real good, he gets hit. So I predict if he fights Amir Khan, I predict a TKO or a knockout. I don't think it'll go to distance. And I'm not talking about in the first. It's going to take a while for him to wear him out, but I think he's going to wear him out from the body shots and the shots. The only thing is Amir Khan likes to run. I mean, he likes to move like Mayweather. He don't like to stand around. If he goes toe-to-toe with Mayweather's still going to be, if that's the case, Mayweather just beat him up along the way and just hit him with body shots till finally wears him out. But I don't think I think that's a good fight for the money. But do I think it's a good fight to be like, okay, he cool, you know, it builds your legacy? Nah. But his legacy is already built. Like I said, when you look back at the full body of work, it is what it is, you know. It's just like the people who sit up here and talk about, you know, LeBron James, trying to say that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. I'm like, you stuck on stupid. I don't know what grass you're smoking, but you need to stop smoking it right now. Because I don't care. When you look at the whole body of work, when you look at six championships, slim. The only person you can talk about being as great as Michael Jordan, the only person you can even whisper, and that's whisper, is Kobe. And that's only because he has five. But the one thing that Jordan, I still say Jordan is better than Kobe because Jordan has something that Kobe has never had and will never have. You guys want to know what that is?
Yeah, sure. What, a big man?
Nope. He's never won Defensive Player of the Year. Ever. Ever. Jordan has what? Four or five of them? He's never won Defensive Player of the Year. Ever. Ever. Everything with Kobe is offense. Never beat him. He don't stop nobody. Has he made the all-defensive team? Yeah. But he ain't never won the Defensive Player of the Year with. See, to me, even though I don't get me wrong, and y'all know me, I'm a Detroit Pistons fan. You know I'm not really, you know, thick on Jordan anyway. But the fact of the matter is that when you look at the whole body of work, Jordan was complete. Jordan mm-hmm. is a complete I, to be honest with you, I can't. If somebody can articulate to me a weakness that Jordan had, you got to tell me because I don't see it.
The only one early in his career was he wasn't that great of a 3-point shooter, but even that got better as time went along.
Exactly. What I'm saying is when he was done, he was a complete player. There wasn't one area of his game that suffered where you could say, okay, he don't do this. You know, you can look at most of the players, even the greatest players in history, you can say, okay, this player wasn't this. You know, or this player wasn't that. Jordan worked on his whole game and got it right. And you know I'm a big Isaiah fan, and even I know Isaiah, as great as he was, he could play good defense, but that wasn't his calling card. He never won Defensive Player of the Year, I don't think. And then, you know, and to me, I'm just saying, and I'm not saying you have to win all those same awards to do it, but I'm saying, let's think about it. LeBron is what, 27, 28?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He got to win another 3 championships and has to win a whole bunch more MVPs and a whole bunch of other awards before you start talking about him in the same breath as Jordan. I'm just sorry, you can't. I mean, the only person I can compare him to is Kobe, because Kobe has 5 chips. And Kobe has MVP. He has some of the other stuff. He doesn't have the Defensive Player of the Year award. And trust me, with that bad wheel he got right now, I don't care how healthy he gets. He ain't stopping nobody. He's trying to get that ball, go down, let's go back. That's all he's trying to do. So my thing is, so all I'm saying to you now, do I believe Kobe could have won Defensive Player of the Year if he made up his mind? Absolutely. He had the athleticism to do it, but he just didn't want to do it. And that's okay. But all I'm saying is to try to say that, you know, man is better than Jordan, you know, you got to be smoking pot. Like, stop smoking. And it must be laced with something. You got to be out of your mind. I mean, the dude is only 28 years old, and now all of a sudden he's greater than Jordan. I'm like, dude. But remember, Jordan did it with, and like I said, this is the other thing. Jordan did it with a lesser team than what James did. Because you know, Jordan lost a lot. When they won, nobody thought they were going to win that joint. With Bill Cartwright? Are you serious? Really? Oh, strong Bill Cartwright? No. That team was not destined. That wasn't a team full of superstars. That was a team full of one superstar and a bunch of people who knew their role and played it well and bought in. That was a true team. And you know I hate Jordan and the Bulls. When they were in their front, I hate it. But I knew they were a complete team and they worked together. And, you know, so it's cool. I think this whole trend, honestly, I think this trend of everybody keeps doing the Super Marvel team-up, you know, the Avengers and all this, you know, this little team-up thing they're doing, I think that's going to play out in another 3 or 4 years. Because, honestly, I believe that eventually that's going to run its course. But people are going to realize that ain't over the long haul. You ain't going to win. You might get one. You might get lucky in here, too. Somebody get injured or whatever. But I'm convinced if Chicago was healthy and Rose had never gotten hurt, I'm not sure they'd have won that thing. I believe a lot of teams would stay healthy. I'm going to tell you right now, the teams I'm looking for in the NBA this year that I'm excited to see is Brooklyn, the Thunder, of course. I'm trying to think who else. The Clippers are still going to be a problem.
So can you throw my Wizards with
that? You said what?
Can you throw my Wizards in there?
Nah. I think the Wizards will make the playoffs. No, don't get me wrong. I think the Wizards may make the playoffs. That depends on their health.
Yeah, they made a trade for Gortat and Shannon Brown and Kendall Marshall today for Okafor. But I don't know what happened with that health.
Other than Gortat, the other rest of that crap going to get cut or traded away. It ain't going to happen. I mean, Shannon Brown ain't been right since he's been with the Lakers. He ain't done nothing. But Gortat, you know, a scoring center, as far as averages, I think that's a good move. I mean, everybody, you can always use a center. I mean, who can't?
Yeah.
You can always use a center. I mean, I do think that the Heat using Greg Oden is a pipe dream, because I think he's going to get hurt.
What else is new with that?
But remember now, Heat Nation, they think, oh, it's the greatest thing since, oh, yeah. Forget all that. No, he didn't get hurt 3 or 4 times. No, that don't mean nothing. He's going to have to play a lot of minutes. I said, you guys sound like the people who's fighting for Obama. Y'all give me every reason why it's going to work when you know damn well it ain't. But you keep telling me it is. It ain't. Greg Oden is, I'm telling you, Greg, I mean, if they think that's fine. But like I said, let me put it to you this way. Do I predict that he will win again? Nope. I think somebody out of somewhere is going to beat him. And I think, you know, Dwayne Wade is going to finally catch up to him. I really do. I believe he's going to conk out, cop out, get injured, and then we're going to find out whether he's really. And I don't care what nobody says. I don't care if you got Mike Beasley, and I love Mike Beasley. That's my man. Do $100,000. That's my dude. I know him. And I like him, but let me tell you something. LeBron James by himself is not going to win. If he don't have his Batman with him, he's in trouble. And let me tell you something. Everybody seems to forget Game 6. You remember Game 6, Black? When LeBron about crapped out and choked out, and everybody forgets it now because the Spurs didn't take advantage when they were down. They didn't finish it. They let the dude hit a lucky shot to carry it overtime, and they lost. But to be honest with you, he was coming apart. He missed a layup. He missed another shot. He missed about 3 or 4 good shots around the basket. So all I'm saying to you is that I don't think they're going to win it this year. I don't. I don't think they're going to win it this year. To me, you have too many. When you have too many cooks in the kitchen, it's too much. You know, the thing with Mike Miller, that was okay. But I just think, like I said, you have to have all of the people healthy at playoff time. And do I think they're all going to be healthy at playoff time? Nope. I know for a fact Dwayne Wade is going to be ailing. For Oden, I'd go to Vegas with them eyes and say he's going to get injured before the season's over. And Beasley, you have to see, is he going to get motivated or not? You know, is he going to want to play or not, or is he going to just cruise? So we'll see. You know, but now everybody wants to talk about, Beasley's so good. I'm like, but Beasley wasn't doing that. He was doing okay, but it wasn't like Beasley was chilling before he got there. But, again, players can get around a bunch of other guys who are motivated, and it can rub off on them. You know, I hope so. I hope it wakes him up and gets him to play harder. I really do. So, you know, with that being said, man, that's pretty much where I am. But we'll see Sunday what happens. But, you know, man, I ain't, you know what, to be honest with you, Black, just so we clear, I really don't care about Detroit and Dallas. I want to see Denver hang a big, fat-ass 50 on the Redskins and kick their monkey butt all the way back to D.C. That's all.
Well, that spread opened up at 14, and now it's down to 12.5.
Let me tell you something. If you, like I told Jerry earlier, if you think that Denver is coming back home after having a loss, a humiliating loss, to the old team that Peyton, you know he wanted to beat them, and you get beat, Hersey talks trash, and you get beat on a nationally televised game, and if you think that they're going to come back home, and take a loss, it ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. They're not getting two straight losses. Trust me. Not with that. And you telling me that the Redskins secondary can check all those weapons that he's throwing to?
Not gonna happen. But I do hope that RG3 has a good game for fantasy purposes. He is until my money leaves.
I need
him to keep pace with Peyton. I don't need him to win the game. Just keep pace. And give me some fantasy.
Who?
RG.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All I want to do is beat the Redskins and send them 2-5, so I can laugh at them. Because then I want the Giants to win, so they can get up to 2-6. They'll be 2-6. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they'll be 2-6. Redskins be 2-5. I'm just waiting for Giants to get hot so they can send the Redskins where they belong, to the so I can laugh at them even more. I don't know, Black. Did you see that picture I posted of Robert Griffin?
Nah, you put something up. I got a long
face. Hey, let me tell you something. Let Jerry. You need to go see that picture. Robert Griffin back in the day. This dude got a dried up Jerry Crow. Looked like dried soul glow. Like, you know, remember the...
Oh, you're talking about the little pig where he's smiling with the bush.
Man, slim. That don't, I don't know if you're here, but that shit is sad. I'm sorry. I'm like, man, did this dude come on picture day, like, by accident? Like, I mean, oh, my God. Wait till Jerry sees. Jerry, go on my page. And you see that joint? I'm telling you, this dude got a dry ogre. Man, I laughed so hard when I saw that picture. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Seriously? I be honest with you, I'm going to say something controversial. But honestly, I see why he married a white girl. Because I know black girl going to marry an ugly dude before then. That dude was ugly. That dude was hideous. I know why he did. I know why he did. Because there wasn't no sister throwing it at him. Not at all. Not until he got the bailout. And nobody doing it before then. That's it. Anyway. That's about it for me this week. Black, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Jerry, I thank you for coming on the show. All of y'all out there, I will be watching Shark Tank. If you watch a Shark Tank, please watch
greatest,
it.
Greatest show on TV right now.
Yeah. I love that show. But you know what's funny? It's really a good show, but it's really a show most people sleep on because it's on a Friday night at 8 o'clock when everybody else shaking their butt and running too. But it's a great show. Have you ever seen it, Jerry?
No, I haven't.
You need to take the time out to watch it tonight at 9 o'clock. It comes on, ABC?
Yeah, ABC, China South.
ABC. And I don't know if you know what it is, Jerry, but what it is, these people come in there and they offer their idea or invention that they created to six sharks.
They rotate.
One of them being Mark Cuban, the other one being, what's the guy who started FUBU, the black guy, I can't remember his name.
John. Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful, and then they got some other people who...
Yeah, the real estate lady and the QVC lady.
Yes, and they've all made like millions and billions of dollars on their companies. And what they do is they come to them for loans. To get a loan for a certain percentage of their company to do the loan, to help them with their idea or whatever. And the sharks go through a question to pay and all that stuff. And you see whether they got the deal or not, or the deal that they made. But you see some great products and great ideas that I've never seen before. On this show, that's what happened. You know, to dream, you just look like, hey, how the heck they come up with that? I mean, you can ask Black; they come up with some stuff, man. I'd be like, hey, how the heck you think of that? You know, but they think of it. So, you know, if I would encourage you, Jerry, if you get a chance tonight after you watch Chop Chop, or take a break from Chop Chop and watch Shark Tank, it's really, really good. And, it's a good show. So anyway, that being said, go Lions. Go Dallas, Redskins, I hope you can dig into the hole. So far, you'll never be able to get out. And with that being said, I am out, and I want to thank my guest Black for coming on. I want to thank my man Jerry again for coming in and helping me, even though we didn't fight this round. We didn't fight too much.
I thought y'all was going to spy a little bit on that healthcare thing, man. You know why I didn't think I was going to fight him?
When I first said it was Washington Exam, when I said the title, I knew he wasn't going to say that. Now, if I had said Fox, I think he would have been like, what? You know, I would think he would have picked his list. But when you, and to be honest with you, I know Jerry enough to know that if he's been watching the news like he usually does and reads and stuff like that, he knows about that stuff. He knows that ain't nothing, so I'm just bringing up some fictitious crap. He knows I'm not going to do that. It is what it is. But we'll see how it goes down the road. But anyway, thanks, guys, for coming on the show. I really appreciate you guys. Black, you know I appreciate you, man.
And always love, man.
Exactly. No matter what happens, you're my man. Whether y'all win Sunday or not, y'all my man. I just wanted to show up. I can deal with the loss. I just can't deal with that half-ass crap. I get sick of it. So we'll see what happens. But at 4:25, Black, know where I'll be on Facebook after Redskins. That's why y'all both laughing, because y'all know I don't let up on them at least till 8. But I don't let them off the hook at all. You know, just like last week. Oh, hold on. Hey, Black, last week, did you see some of the people come out and actually start talking trash at the Chicago game? I'm like, are you serious? Like, where have y'all been for over a month?
I'm still looking for your old spy partner, Mikhail, and one Ricky. I haven't heard from them yet.
Oh man, you can't find them dudes nowhere. You can't find McCall nowhere. McCall, you didn't know that? I sent out a what's that thing when your kid's missing? What you call that?
The
ATV? Justice Law, whatever that crap. What's that thing you sent out, the little kid thing you sent out to look for?
Amber Alert?
I sent out an Amber Alert for that dude. I sent out an Amber Alert for him. Amber posted his face on the side of the milk carton. I sent that dude for over a month, man. I don't know what's going on.
I haven't heard from them since the Cowboys game, so I don't know but last week
they come out with the whole, yeah, you thought we was going to lose and this and this. I'm sitting here going like, have you lost your freaking mind? I mean, y'all going to actually post something about, y'all actually going to talk trash about beating the Chicago Bears after y'all been beaten for over a month and we can't even find y'all. Man, these people on here talking soup. Hey, Jerry, talking about soup. Posting pictures of food. Pictures of their family, the kids and stuff. Ain't said a word about them. But Sunday afternoon, you can't find them posting crap. They talking about everything but the Redskins. Then when Tuesday wins, they post a picture looking crazy. Come on, you thought we were going to lose. I was like, man, shut up. Chicago. You lost. The only reason why they won that game, let me be honest. Let's be perfectly clear. The only reason why the Redskins won that is because Cutler went out. Because before Cutler went out, they were going. They were coming down there. They were going to beat them. Trust me, they were going to beat them because that defense woke up. But, you know, it is what it is, and they won. You know, sunshine's on an Indian's ass some days. I mean, whatever. It don't matter. So, anyway, Sunday you know where I'll be. Jerry, have a great week.
You do too.
Have a great week. And I will talk to y'all later, and we are out.